Arzu Agaybulla is a journalist from Azerbaijan. Like Maria Ressa at Rappler in the Philippines, Arzu has experienced government pressure on the media firsthand. She and Ressa have actually met a few times. Arzu Agaybulla was forced to move to Turkey a few years ago because of online harassment and threats that labeled her a traitor to Azerbaijan.
The last time I visited was April 2014, and it's been quite a journey, not realizing that I won't be able to go back, because in the very beginning I was thinking that this was going to be just a short-term thing.
Yeah, tell us what happened, because the campaign against you in Azerbaijan involves the government as well as people online. What prompted this backlash?
I guess I also have to give you a bit of a country context, because at the time when the campaign against me began, it also coincided with the time when the government was cracking down on civil society as a whole. And the government was arresting scores of civil society activists. They targeted outspoken critics, and I was just one of them. I guess I gave our authorities a very easy tool to come after me, because at the time I was reporting for a Armenian-Turkish newspaper based out of Istanbul called Agos. Its editor-in-chief was murdered in 2007. I started writing a column there in 2013. And I remember receiving several warnings from my friends and colleagues telling me that I was playing with fire, that I should not be writing a column at a Turkish-Armenian newspaper, given the relations between Armenia and Azerbaijan. But I really, truly believed in conflict-sensitive journalism, and I thought by becoming a correspondent for the newspaper, I could play a small role. I guess I was wrong. The authorities used this as a weapon against me, and I was discredited, I was humiliated, I was belittled, and of course harassed online. And it wasn't just online slurs, but it was also death threats, threats against my family, rape threats. And also I received through unofficial channels allegations that the government would arrest me if I go back to Azerbaijan. So this is why I've not been back since 2014.
Yeah, Arzu, you mentioned several very worrying forms of harassment. Is there one email or comment you received, though, that really stands out to you, something that made you realize how serious the situation was for you in Azerbaijan?
Well, the first death threat, I think, it was on Facebook, and it was very descriptive, and it had sort of a timeline on it that I had 3 days left and that I would be buried next to the editor of this Turkish-Armenian newspaper in 3 days, and that I was an Armenian dog. And I think that was sort of like the first shocking experience of online harassment.
Yeah, that is petrifying. You now live in Istanbul, as I said, and Turkey has also gotten a lot of international scrutiny for jailing journalists, hundreds of journalists. What's it like reporting there?
It is challenging, to say the least. I don't write a lot about Turkey. I still continue covering Azerbaijan, even though I'm based in Turkey. But for me, it's been more about seeing how a country that was once hope for us, for Azerbaijani civil society, which is not the case anymore given the situation. And one other thing that has been just mind-boggling to me is how quickly things deteriorated in Turkey. It's a really challenging environment. It's a really difficult environment to be a journalist. And I have huge respect for Turkish journalists who keep doing their job.
Is it painful to be called a traitor by the people in your own country? Like, how are you dealing with that? And are you hopeful you can go back to Azerbaijan one day?
I would love to go back home. I dream of going back home. You know, it is painful to know that people think a certain way of me, even though I'm not a traitor. I never had an intention of being a traitor, but such is a mindset of a brainwashed citizen who is fed propaganda, and there is very little I can do. So I've decided to continue being open about my experience, exposing these violations, but also keep writing about the country, no matter what they call me.
Arzu Agaybulla is a journalist from Azerbaijan who now lives in Turkey. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.